Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello, I'm Freddie Tennyson. Thanks for listening to the Evening Standard's Tech and Science Daily Podcast. Here's what's happening today, Monday, October the 12th. The EU is said to be drawing up a list of the world's most powerful tech firms, which it plans to impose heavy regulations on in a bid to curb their market power. It's been reported that the EU wants to move beyond fining Silicon Valley giants for abuse of power and force them to actually change their behaviours, be that by forcing them to split up or share information with their rivals. Brussels has been criticised repeatedly for its supposed weak actions against big tech in the past, but with limited scope and hugely powerful corporations, it's hoped that this could be a game changer. Proposals for the Digital Services Act that would revamp the EU's internet regulations are due by the end of the year, but we don't know yet whether these ideas will be part of that list. Next, Mars will be at its biggest and brightest this week as it lines up in so-called opposition, the point where Earth lies directly between it and the Sun. This happens every 26 months. The red planet is already brighter than Jupiter, which is normally the second brightest planet in the sky after only Venus. To see it, just look up in an easterly direction. It's the brightest thing in the sky. And if you've got a telescope with 80 times magnification, astronomers say you'll be able to see as much detail as you can looking at the moon with the naked eye. SpaceX's first commercial crew mission is getting pushed back until mid-November. Why? Well, NASA says more hardware testing and data reviews are needed following a previous launch attempt. Earlier this month, the Falcon 9 mission was cancelled literally seconds before liftoff because of a mechanical problem. While NASA didn't say which specific rocket it meant this time, it says in a blog post that due to a problem with the first stage of a booster rocket, further testing is needed. Back to Earth now. Traffic lights using AI technology to detect cyclists. That's the technology being tested in three British cities. It's all part of a bid to get the UK on two wheels in a safe way. Developed by Now Wireless, a tech firm based in Surrey, cameras on traffic lights would pick out cyclists up to 50 metres away and would give those on bikes the green light before their four-wheeled counterparts. It's being tested in Southampton, Coventry and Wolverhampton. Whether AI tech is the solution for having integrated traffic lanes remains to be seen. Now, if you're enjoying this bulletin, then please take a moment to subscribe and give us a rating wherever you get your podcast from. The battle between Fortnite and Apple continues. A California judge has ruled in an injunction request that Apple could take down the game from its App Store temporarily as long as it didn't harm their developer tools account. Fortnite makers Epic Games provide the so-called Unreal Engine software, which is used by hundreds of other video games. Epic Games and Apple have been at odds over its payment systems. The game developer allowed in-app payments, which got around Apple's system. Epic say Apple's system was anti-competitive as it allowed Apple to earn a commission each time. Meanwhile, the judge has also said that the legal battle could have serious ramifications for Xbox, PlayStation, and Nintendo, who also charge similar fees on their platforms. Judge Yvonne Gonzalez-Rogers said that the case could go to jury trial as soon as July next year. Next, will you be asking Google to tie your shoelaces for you? Well, that's one of the features Nike Adapt has added to its smart sneaker app. Nike's Adapt basketball sneakers allow the wearer to press a button on the side of their shoe or in the app to tighten the shoe's laces. And now the app has added Hey Google abilities, allowing the user to lace up with just their voice. coronavirus news next. Further UK coronavirus restrictions are expected to be announced this week. The government's chief medical advisers have said that the vast majority of new infections were in the ages of the 20 to 29 group, but they also warn that hospital admissions are rising, with more elderly people needing urgent treatment for COVID. They also added that NHS Nightingale hospitals in some of the worst affected regions in the north are preparing to take new patients, and that more people than before lockdown are currently in hospital with the virus. China is launching a mass testing drive in the city of Qingdao. 9 million people will be tested in 5 days after a dozen cases were reported in a local hospital. It's not the first time an entire city there has been tested. Wuhan also faced the same measure in May. Once the epicenter of the virus, China's strict measures have largely brought the virus under control. In the US, President Trump's tweet that he is now immune from coronavirus has been flagged by Twitter as misleading. The president claimed his doctor said that now he was cured from the virus, he'd be unable to get it again. There's no evidence to say that someone who's recovered cannot catch the virus again yet. And finally, Doctor Who fans are in for a treat. Two new games are coming, one for PC and consoles, and the other is coming to iOS, Android, and Switch. David Tennant and Jodie Whittaker will resume their roles as the 10th and 13th Doctors, respectively, and will come together in Doctor Who The Edge of Reality, an expansion of 2019's virtual reality release Doctor Who The Edge of Time. That's it from me. You're up to date. Subscribe and come back tomorrow for a fresh update on the latest news from the world of tech and science. Also, have a listen to our daily news podcast, The Leader. It's published every day at 4 p.m. and we'll have a breakdown of the government's new coronavirus lockdown rules. Thanks for listening. See you tomorrow.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.